at 253-582.
This is Ron Amachon from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some special healings with everyone. Let's talk about the Lightship first of all, in case you're brand new to the program. The Creation Lightship only comes once every 2,000 years, and it's here to help the planet Earth and also the people on the planet if they choose to take their body with them for the ascension process, much like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. This is why Jesus came, is to help the people, humanity, if they chose to go through this universal shift. In our time, it's prophesied that the shift would probably be in the year of 2012. That still is kind of up in the air, but that's what the information is for us. So what happens is the whole universe is turned off, and the reason why this is done is because the darkness is creeping into the territory of light. So the light ship that created you and the whole universe decided to actually have this preset 2,000-year cyclic plan to eliminate darkness. And this also allows creation to come forward and to create new things every 2,000 years also. So the main process is for us is to be fully in our body with our spirit, and then when the time comes of ascension, your spirit can then at that time take your body with its perfect spiritual blueprint and do the ascension process and be able to have your physical body, in a sense, have everlasting life, at least for maybe the next 2,000-year cycle, and to be in a whole different frequency and to be able to experience life with your physical body the way it is now in perfect health. So some people say, well, gee, my body's kind of old and I have aches and pains. Well, that'll be eliminated during this process. You are restored completely, 100%, into the now, and in the now is when you're perfect. So what we're going to be doing is some healings tonight. And these healings are going to allow you to come more fully into your body with your spirit. This is what this show is all about, to help you do this process. And naturally, because we have densities in our body, and these densities are strictly caused by our thinking process, which is actually judging the divine, being in judgment. And our body is also filled full of genetic makeup from our ancestors and their judgment. So what we're working on in each particular incarnation on the earth plane here, or when someone is born, is to work on the judgments that their ancestors gave them, and that's passed on to you. And now you have to deal with and work with healing these out-of-balance energies that can eventually cause your body to die. So unfortunately, because of the 2,000-year cycle becoming very soon, we must actually do the work now to prepare ourselves for this current ascension right now. So if we have any questions, we can go to the fast chat here and just kind of request healings if you wish. And also, if you have any questions, I'll be reading that throughout the show. So the main process is you need to be in your body 100%. Being in your heart is great, to feel your spirit in your heart, to feel that love energy. But being in your heart is completely different than having your spirit actually walk with its spiritual body, its light body, with you in your complete body temple. So that's the difference. A lot of the people in the New Age movement are talking about being heart-centered, and that's just great. But that's like preschool steps. You must be in your body 100% with your spirit in order to do these healings and to move forward with the divine energy at the ascension time. But the starting point is actually to be heart-centered, and then from there you can move on into the higher frequencies with your spirit actually walking with you, being with you completely and guiding you. So what we're going to first do is entity clearings. Entities are what is kind of here causing us to do strange things. The entities are typically emotional bodies of people who passed on. There's other energies, too, that we deal with. Which I may get into in the show a little bit further. We'll just see what happens here. So I'm going to take away entities. These you may want to call ghosts. They attach to us from just physical pain. If you get upset with someone, they can hop into you, do body hopping, go back and forth between one person to another. So, again, it's just a process. The reason why they come in is because you're not home. You're not in your body enough to actually hold the space to prevent them from coming into you. So we're going to work with the bottom of our feet and move up all the way up to our head. We're going to do this in a real simple clearing here. We'll do it one time. Here we go. Releasing more energies here from you. You might feel your body changing. A lot of times people feel a pain in their body leave them or get released or dampened down as the entities leave. Remember, they'll bring in these pains to you. Okay, we're going to do a clearing now. A little more. This will be a little more in depth. Perfect. Now we're going to bring your spirit back into your body. So again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and just kind of sit back and relax here and sense your energy and just see how you feel. I'll put some music on right now, do a body scan, and see how your spirit in your body is doing. See if you're feeling a little calmer. Next healing here will be doing the chakras. So the chakra clearing and alignment actually put the chakras into the proper orientation with all of our energetic bodies. So we're going to be doing this right now. So here we go. Go into your heart center first. So heart center, moving that around. There we go. And now going to our throat chakra. Good. And now going into our third eye. Good. Going back down, solar plexus, power chakra, number 3, good. Second chakra, good. And first chakra, good. We'll do an opening now for those who like to have the chakras opened up a little more than normal. We'll go body width for you. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. will feel pretty good here. And just checking again here. And sometimes I do use the word spin. This time they wanted to increase them with the word stronger. So the light ship is actually doing this work here for you. Feels great to me. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So again, think of your awakening consciousness. We'll say it's in your forehead, in your brains, we'll say, your mind. And we'll go down into your heart center. So the mind will be number 10 of the elevator, the 10th floor. And the first floor is your heart center. We're going to drop this elevator down, and you might just take note. I'll do it slow at first here, and you may actually feel this energy body moving slowly as it goes from your head. You might feel it's your nose, maybe your chin, your throat, as it drops down slowly through the through these 10 different counts. So here we go. 10, and now dropping down. 9, and 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, here we go. I'll do it slow this time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And drop it down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'm going to put some music on so you can stay in your heart center. Experience your guidance from your spirit. And ask for questions. This is where your guidance is. It's nowhere outside of yourself, and it's not inside of your head. You should be able to feel like you're inside of your chest area now. Okay, we had a request on the fast chat for sealing your auric field, so we'll do an attempt on that right now, and energy vortexes that might be connected to you. This can get pretty deep real quick here, but we'll do what we can do on this show here. So sit back and relax, and here we go. We're going to have the light ship come to you, these divine beings, and if you'd like, you can bring up the divine light being or the light ship insignia on your monitor screen, and just kind of watch it, and we're going to energize it right now for you. And these energies will be coming through your monitor screen if you wish to actually watch them. The colors will actually change, and you may start to see a presence of energy actually coming out. Remember, these are all heart-based healings, so you're going to feel the energy in your heart center. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do a clearing here on holes in your aura. So what we're going to do is do the chakra clearing. This is pretty standard for most of the clearings that I do. So we'll just go to the sixth chakra and do some clearing there. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Do that one over again. Sixth cleared. Oh, I got to sneeze. Hang on a second here. I'm going to mute the line. Okay, it went away. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll just work with the seventh chakra, which I normally don't work with. So we'll just do some clearing here. So taking some energy away. So we'll count to 10 as they clear it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to do a healing for our spine and nervous system here. So again, just sit back and relax. We'll have these beautiful energies come from your monitor screen. We're also going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And we'll bring her in right now. You might have and be blessed with the fragrance of roses. She'll bring in flowers, essences sometimes. So here she comes. So stronger, stronger. There comes Mother Mary. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There's Mother Mary, so we can sit with her for a little bit here. I'll put some music on again, allow you to just be with this wonderful energy. Ever request healings? Now we're going to do a healing for your spine and nervous system. Again, sit back and relax, and we're going to work with your tailbone now. I'll do the chakra clearings again like I normally do. Remember, the chakra clearings are just a way to inform you that something is happening. It may only be like 1% of what they're really doing on the light ship for you right now as these light beings come through and help clear you. So here we go. We're going to go from the tailbone up to your waist. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll go from the waist up to your shoulders. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll go from the shoulders up to the top of your head. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll put some energy down here into this healing. And a question on Fast Chat was from Wade here. He wanted to know about his healing going up and down. And wanted to know why. So what is probably trying to say is sometimes he may feel energies, other times he may not, or maybe he may have a healing that maybe worked right now, and then maybe it came back. So what happens is when the light chip works with you, they remove densities. Now, the densities are your emotional traumas, and it could be this lifetime or from the past. And if you don't have those traumas released, it's at times very difficult to have a healing because the traumas and densities are what actually cause your problems. So the light chip will help you, and on the light chip, you are healed completely, 100%. I've had people talk about seeing themselves on the light ship or seeing people who down here physically had maybe a missing leg or missing arm, and on the light ship they had it, and that is correct. But what happens is the reason why healings don't work, and this is true of everything down here, is that number one, you're not in your body 100%, and number two, you probably have entities taking away the energies. So that's the problem that we're dealing with. And this is why I say that every metaphysical book that deals with healing should have a disclaimer in the very first page, and that should say, if you're not in your body 100%, and if you haven't got rid of all of your entities, then this book is probably going to be useless to you because it's not going to work. It may work a little bit for you, maybe a couple percent, and then it may have really high spiritual truths, but remember, it's your spirit that heals you. If you're not home, then you're not going to have a healing. And that's just the way it is. Unfortunately, they don't tell you that when you buy all these books. And I have had people come to me and saying they had probably a couple hundred books on healing. Has helped them out a little bit, but why doesn't each one work for them any longer? And that's the reason, because the person is not in their body enough to allow this energy from your spirit to do the healing work on you. And that reason is that you're full of emotional densities. So this is why I do emotional healings with people, to clear them out so that they can move forward more with their spirit energy. So we're going to work with the spine and nervous system a little bit longer here, put some energy there. And we're going to bring in one of the light ship doctors here through your monitor screen. In fact, we'll bring in the males right now. The males are very strong. You're going to feel them come through. If you have the light being up, you're going to feel the male energy. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, sit back and relax. Do a body check here. And again, we'll put some music on so you can sample the energy flowing with inside of you. Again, you may want to put your hand where the problem is that you're dealing with. Some people like doing that. It kind of connects your mind and also the heart and your body to one source here. Remember, you have to surrender your mind for healing, because the mind got you into the situation to begin with. The mind is not made by the light. It's the darkness energy that we're trying to get ourselves out of here. Thank you. do a healing now for relationships. Remember, life here is a relationship with everything and everybody. So if it's negative, what I want you to do now is just to think of maybe that person or place or thing, whatever it might be. And we'll do some clearing now to see if this helps you. You might want to actually have an emotional clearing or maybe a relationship clearing with me if you have deep troubles with this here. So we're going to go back just 7 days here. So this is if you had a problem for the last 7 days with maybe somebody. Could be your boss, could be a neighbor, could be anybody, but this is what it's for. Maybe somebody got mad at you at a grocery store and you're still hanging on to the energy for some reason. So we're going to release this energy for the last 7 days. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing also. And mainly focusing on dealing with the issues of relationships. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So I'll kind of elaborate on the relationship healing here. What happens is that since we deal with people all the time, they're resonating with us. And that's probably like a no-brainer for all of you. And remember, what your body wants to heal is how they're coming into our life affecting us. So what happens is if you had somebody that you're connected with, maybe in a relationship, say 10 years ago, you still may be corded to them, not knowing it. And they put out energy cords to you, and you put them out to them. If you don't disconnect those energy cords, they're still going to be in your energetic field, and they could be in your field until you die because we don't get taught about releasing energy cords. And naturally, you're giving them energy, giving away your power to them, your life force energy, I should say, more than your power, but that could be the same process. And when you're tapped into them, they're tapped into you. It's a two-way street. Just by thinking of someone, you're actually connecting yourself to them. So there's a lot to it with relationships and the way you feel about someone. And this energy actually is inside of you. Your body wants to bring it out to heal it. And this is why it's in your life right now so you can deal with it. So there's a whole lot to relationship problems. Normally what you want to have done is an emotional clearing. And that may take care of it. If not, I do special clearing just for relationships for people. I do a special cording clearing, which releases energy cords throughout this whole lifetime through other people. That way you can regain your energy back to you. And this is energy that is normally attached to your body. What I'm going to do next for you is a planetary healing. And this is the energies that are from the dark side that connect you. And right away, if you go to the newspaper, you can see your horoscope. I use a couple extra letters there for horror. And this is the dark side showing you right up very easily how they're taking away your free will by giving you a special light path against your free will because they're actually controlling you through the energies of the planets. So it's very interesting to see that. And at first it's kind of shocking because everybody knows about it. So the readings that you have about what's going to happen to you in your life is probably true because that's part of the mind control that the dark side has put to us here. So I'm going to release you from some of these planets. There's a lot of them. There could be 1,000 of them that we're attached to. And I do a special clearing for this. Here we go. I'm going to take away 10 planets from you. So what I would like you to do, since these energies can cause physical problems with us, maybe illnesses, etc., I want you to think of what you're dealing with. It could be anything. It could be a hurting finger. It could be maybe ulcers or something like that. It could be a broken bone. So just think of that issue, and we're now going to take away this planetary energy that's connected to you, draining your life force. So first planet, disconnected. Second, disconnected. Number 8, disconnected. Number 9, disconnected. Number 7, disconnected. Number 6, disconnected. Number 5, disconnected. Number 4, disconnected. Number 3, disconnected. Number 2, disconnected. Number 1, disconnected. And we'll just do one more. We'll do number 11 here. Number 11, disconnected. Do a body scan now. See how you're feeling. We're also going to do one other healing. And this is the healing of parallel lifetimes. And these parallel lifetimes are another dark side fabrication of what we have here. A lot of people who see these lifetimes think that it's their past lives. And it's actually a parallel life that they're experiencing in the now. And here we go. These are fabrications of the Earth, copies of the Earth. We'll just say clones. And much like yourself, they clone your body, and your spirit goes into these to naturally do what it likes to do, is heal the body and have the experience. And it doesn't know enough not to go into them because the dark side is so powerful and it mimics the light 99.9%, so we don't always understand what's happening to us. Here we go. We're going to go into 10 of these parallel lives, and again, it's the same process. Think of something that's bothering you, a physical problem, and your spirit is bringing back that same probably dense energy to you and causing you more problems and pain. Here we go. And it could also be relationship issues. Number 10, parallel lifetime, released. Number 9, released. Number 8, released. Number 7, released. Number 6, released. Number 5, released. Number 4, released. Number 3, released. Number 2, released. And number 1, released. And now what we're going to do is have you sample your energy of your body, sit back and relax, and just do a little body scan and see how your physical body is doing. See if you have any relief. You may want to walk around, maybe stretch, twist. That also can help you with the healing process, because you actually know what's happening to your body that way, and that gives you validation of what you're going through. So here we go. We'll put some music on so you can have a little bit of quiet time. fast chat about the satellite, and then also about just some negative stuff about rituals and stealing energies from a baby. I really can't get into that or the satellite issue. It's just too, it's not in my forte. I just do healing work. So I'm sorry. Okay, so what we're going to do next here is a process here where we're going to be doing a healing. I'm going to do a healing for heart pain. And this could be anything. This is sort of similar to the relationship one. Remember, it all depends how your body's holding on to the energy. And sometimes one healing may work great, and it may need another one also. It depends what venue your body has chosen to collect these things in. It's like folders on your computer. You might clear out a few of them, but sometimes maybe one that's holding energy. So we're going to do heart pain right now. So here we go. Think of an issue that you're dealing with, and we're going to release it from you. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do that again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. If you'd like to all get a glass of water, we'll just do a glass of water charging for you. And we'll just do another healing. So get a little glass of water. 8 ounces is very adequate. And we'll have the light beans put some light codes into it for you so you're able to have additional healing with the water that goes into your body. Right now we're going to do a healing for your trauma body. This is one of the sessions that I do. Some people have trauma in their body. The emotional healing may not touch it completely. Like I said, there's different venues for healings. So I don't do this trauma body that often, but we'll do it for you people online here. So this is for somebody whose stuff happens to them all the time, and they're just freaked out, and the body just doesn't want to respond very well any longer because it's oversaturated with traumas. Here we go. And everybody could use this also. It will affect you, even if you don't have a lot of traumas. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. We're going to go back, we'll go back 5 years here. So 5 years, let's see, should I do it the other way around here? Yeah, we're going to reverse it from now to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 4 years back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 1 year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and from 1 year to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And I'll just, as you're probably getting your water, I'm also having a special night a week from yesterday, so it'll be Tuesday, the 26th, and we have a special conference call line if you wish to come in and call on it. I'll let you get a pencil and paper ready here and write this down. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and this is for people who would like to share their experiences with the healing on the light ship, and also a time to have like a question and answer time for people. And if you're ready to write, and I'll say it at the end of the show, too. The number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number for Tuesday is 5303. So if you wish to come online and just talk and hear about other people's experiences, it'd be wonderful. So, again, I'll repeat it. 646-519-5800, PIN number 5303. And that's this coming Tuesday, the 26th, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So hope to see you there. We're also having a special 4-hour ascension preparation this coming Saturday. and it's $60 if you wish to come on. We do water charging. It's just a wonderful experience for everybody. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can connect with me either voicemail or just give me an email also. And you can send me the check, then I'll give you the number to call in on and the PIN number. So let me just read the fast chat here real quick. See if anything is new on here that I need to address. It's like the water charging. Learn about a soul catcher. Clear fear of death. Okay. Well, we could, boy, that could be probably a whole session. Depends what's in your genetics for that one. Fear of death. Boy, I don't know what to do on that. We can do one clearing for that, then we'll do the water, okay? So here we go. Fear of death. So sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Well, that's a heavy one. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. I'll do that one again. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Another time. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. What I will say, if anybody passes on or you know somebody recently who has, they're out of here. The light ship is taking you out of this prison planet. You're not stuck here anymore in this forced dark side reincarnation loop. So I can see why you would have fear coming back here all the time. That would be a big thing, at least for me it would be. Although this is my first time in 3,000 years here, so it's a little different for me. But for you people, I would imagine it would be quite awful to know that you have to come back here on a forced reincarnation to have more pain and trauma. How awful. Okay, we're going to do the water charging. So I'd like all of you to put the glass of water maybe in front of you, on a table, if that works for you, and you want to put one hand on each side of it, or just hold it up in front of you. And again, on the monitor screen, you can either have the light ship insignia there, or you could have the light beam. I'm going to bring in energy right now. And here comes the energy. And I'll put some music on so you can actually feel the experience here in silence, you know, with yourself, but having music in the background. And you may feel your fingers tingle and buzz, and this will be water just for you that you can drink, and it's divinely charged water for what you need right now, this present moment. Water feels great to me, so have a taste of your water. I'm going to have some of mine right now. Well, mine's real silky, silky smooth, and goes down instantly. This is how mine normally always tastes. Sometimes it gets a little thicker, but mine's great. Let's see, a debt clearing. Well, just as a joke here, for Elizabeth here. How's your teeth, Elizabeth? You know, there's a good tooth fairy out there. You know, anyway, forgetting that, a debt clearing. I don't know what we could do for that one. I could take away energies that would prevent you from having abundance. I think we can give that a shot here. Since everything comes in from the light ship through the heart energy, what we're going to do is clean out the heart energy, which has a negative pattern in there for that. So here we go. This is heart energy. Remember, you want your heart to be open for abundance. So what is not an abundance, I'm going to bring in lack energy right now. The lack energy, for the people who are new on the line, may feel a heavy density come over them. This is what we do on the light ship for healings at times, so I'd recommend coming on the conference calls that I have, Mondays and Fridays. So here comes the lack energy, and it's going to focus on your debt or lack and release it from you. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see how that feels for you here? I have listed here a karma healing. Well, there's no such thing as karma on the light ship. That's just a thing that's here that the dark side has told you about and brainwashed you with. But there's no such thing as karma. A law of cause and effect does work, but the actual karma of what most people's sense of that is negative things happening to them because they have to make amends from past lifetimes does not exist. The light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is the dark side working and impinging upon your energies. I'll talk briefly about the light ship here. I had a question if I could explain the 12 energies and what that's like. So the best that I can here, initially there was one energy, maybe two energies, we'll say, the dark energy, which may have always been here, maybe not, I don't know, but somewhere out there in the cosmos, the light formed. And from that, the light was one energy, and it needed a reflection of itself, so it divided itself in two. So now you have one energy with its twin flame, exact copy of it. And we'll just call it, to make it simple for us, we'll say that one's male and one's female. This is how we normally relate down here on this planet, is male and female energies coming together. So these two energies now, which could reflect back to themselves, decided to do creation itself in the light. So knowing that they needed more help, they created 12 energies. So they divided themselves in different energy patterns. So they took themselves, equally the same energies, but created 12 separate energies out of themselves, equally powerful. And then these 12 energies also split in half, making 24. But I won't get into that aspect because that gets a little more complicated. But basically, the 12 energies created the creation light ship because the source energy of the light needed a way to go out to the universe and create its creations. So the 12 energies created the creation light ship. And from there, everything that was created in the language of light comes from the light ship. And the light ship comes through every 2,000 years to collect itself and to purify itself from the dark energies. The light never created the dark for the reflection. That's a misnomer that's talked about. People think that they have to have this reflection of themselves, have to have a negative event to know the goodness or whatever else. No, that's not true. The light doesn't work that way. It only works in the now. And it doesn't go by the past or the future. It only works in the now. So everything is created in the now by the light. So as far as karma, that's placed here on this planet so that you're able to do forced reincarnation. So it's kind of like brainwashing your spirit so that it doesn't know what it's doing. And those teachings, you know, come about. Unfortunately, a lot of them are incorrect because the divine truth doesn't get through. So the main thing is to remember that there are 12 energies that created you. This is from the light ship. In the Bible, if you change the words around, which Jesus used as Father in that time, and most of the time put the word light ship in there, you'll find out that that's what he's talking about. And that's what the whole process was, is to go back to the light ship at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, have everlasting life. This is through the ascension process, which he was here to teach. So, again, this process is ongoing. And the healings that we do on the show here and whenever I go out or work with people are the same ones that Jesus probably did, or a different aspect of it in this lifetime now, because we have a lot more density from 2,000 years ago. So that may help you off somewhat. So, yeah, you are a part of the 12 energies. They created you. So if you divided yourself into 12 pieces, that's you are a part of that 12 energies. And the masters that came here are equally as powerful as you are, just that you've been trapped here for so long on this prison planet that you don't understand that typically, okay? So this is why they're here, to help you to do the ascension process with your body. When ascension time comes, like I said earlier, the whole universe is turned off, and the light collects light energy, the darkness leaves. And if you're fortunate enough to be able to hold your physical body spiritual blueprint, then your physical body can be energized completely with your spirit. Remember, every life form, every spiritual blueprint needs to have a spirit inside of it. But if there's too many densities in there, then your spirit cannot enter into that particular blueprint, and the blueprint then will be stored on the light ship. So your body is not lost. It's on the light ship, along with your spirit. So it's just put aside up there, probably in some kind of database, and you're there. But the advantage is to take your body with you. Our bodies are probably pretty tired of being here, and through genetics, you know, and you're able now to leave here with your body. I'm sure it would love to do that. The Earth spirit's no longer going to be on 3D. It's going to 8D, which means that if you wish to do the ascension, you will be going to 8D reality with the Earth spirit. It's allowing you to do that. You won't be going anywhere else. Into other dimensions typically, because you won't have that spirit frequency of the earth, of that energy to hold the resonance of your body. So I hope that makes sense to you. So this is why it's so important to do the ascension. If you don't do the ascension with your body, your spirit's out of here anyway, thank God, and you're going to be, in a sense, saved anyway. You're not going to be able to come back to this place because it will no longer exist, unless some other spirit takes it on and wishes to come into 3D. And that's up to other spirits that wish to take on the blueprint of the Earth. So what I'll say briefly again before we close is, next Tuesday we'll have a question and answer time for people. And we can have people share their lightship experiences with other ones. The phone number at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. And again, this coming Saturday, have a special four-hour ascension call where we charge 7 containers of water for you also for drinking. And it's a four-hour, just wonderful time being with other people of like mind. You're on a conference call. The lines are muted, so you're individual. And the light beings work with you for the full 4 hours of time. It's just great. So hope to see you on that call. And you can connect with me just through email, or give me a telephone call if you choose to get on that call. The light beam will be activated on your screen and or the logo for the next half an hour, so enjoy the beautiful presence. So again, I'll say in closing, blessings to all of you. And also we do amber blood healing on the four-hour call. It's very, very nice to have a different type of blood in your body. It feels energized, completely different. And that is what they do for you also. So blessings to all of you, and good night.